p.m. according to the WMFO clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's exactly two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Even if it's going to be 30 seconds less than what I just promised, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, I think it's actually going to be closer to 45 minutes, so let's call it the 11:50 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. I don't want to cut back on the obits when they're as good as they're going to be tonight. So just you stay tuned for that. So earlier this week, I had the best idea ever for a show. I was already in bed. It just kind of flitted into my head. I thought about a couple of things, and I said, yes, I will do that. But it was dark. I was snuggled in. I chose not to pick up the phone or a piece of paper and remind myself what I thought of, and I forgot it. Harumph. So you will not be getting the best show ever tonight. Instead, you'll be getting me playing second fiddle to the world right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Speaking of perfection, you're my selection. You got that perfect fidelity, babe. What's the combination you and I could always be? Oh, there's no two ways about it, babe. You're the one for me, rabbit, ever lose me, babe.
Second cousin. about this dance? Why? Because it takes two to do this dance. Takes two the tango, two the tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. You can sail on a ship by yourself, take a nap or a nip by yourself. You can get into debt on your own. There's lots of things that you can do alone, but takes to the tango, to the tango, to the really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. And you can croon to the moon by yourself, take a laugh like a loon by yourself, spend a lot, go to pot on your own. There's lots of things that you can do alone, but listen here, it takes two to tango, two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, to the tango, to that dance of love, oh Zed. Who's gonna dance with me now? 'Cause it takes to the tango, to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, I do that dance of love. Takes to the tango, 'cause that's the song of love.
Evil lurks in the head of man, twisting tortured brains to satisfy fiendish desires. Remember Frankenstein, Wolfman, and King Kong. In each case, a woman of incredible beauty soothed their raging passions. Now, a monster more terrifying in appearance, more diabolical in its deeds, with two brains and two heads grafted on the body of a giant to create the incredible two-headed transplant. A monster with two insane passions, one to kill, one to love, twice as terrifying as any monster of fact or fiction. You must see the incredible two-headed transplant. It lives, it loves, it kills. Attracted by beauty, it could not resist. The incredible two-headed transplant. The incredible two-headed transplant. In color, rated GP.
The incredible two-headed transplant. I'm obsessed.
right to be carefree and gay once again. No longer slinking, respectably drinking like civilized ladies and men. No longer need we miss a charming scene. Some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Have a second love. Have you ever had a second love? I used to love Marilyn Monroe, Rita Hayworth, Dorothy L'Amour. Second loves, special loves. Of course, my greatest love was my wife. But Marilyn Monroe, I was stuck on her. Isn't that better than being stuck on Frankenstein or something like that? I was lucky I found my wife right away. There was nobody else. I didn't have to look around and all that. I knew it right away. I think she felt the same way. It was sort of a magnetism like Romeo and Juliet. She knew too. Well, she played with me a little so I could convince her more. But that's part of the fun. The chase, it's all part of the game.
We're just two little girls from Little Rock. We lived on the wrong side of the tracks. But the gentlemen friends who used to call, they never did seem to mind at all. They came to the wrong side of the tracks. Then someone broke my heart in Little Rock. So I up and left the pieces there. Like a little lost lamb I roamed about. I came to New York and I found out that men are the same way everywhere. I was young and determined to be wined and dined in Nerman, and I worked at it all around the clock. Now one of these days in my fancy clothes, I'm a-going back home and punch the nose of the one who broke my heart. The one who broke my heart. The one who broke my heart in Little Rock. Little Rock, Little Rock. Little Rock. I'm just a little girl from Little Rock. A horse used to be my closest pal. Though I never did learn to read or write, I learned about love in the pale moonlight, and now I'm an educated gal. I learned an awful lot in Little Rock, and here's some advice I'd like to share. Find a gentleman who is shy or bold, or short or tall, or young or old.
As long as the guy's a millionaire. For a kid from a small street, I did very well on Wall Street, though I never owned a share of stock. And now that I'm known in the biggest banks, I'm a-going back home and give my thanks to the one who broke my heart.
The one who broke my heart.
The one who broke my heart.
Your love will make it like new. tick-tock madness.
Take my second-hand heart. Your love will make it like new. Take my second-hand heart. Your love will make it like new. Oh, please be kind. It's all I'm mind of begging you.
Seven wonders of the world. You may have dined with kings and earls, but there's one man as of yet I know you have never met.
He's got two brows, no from Dixie Cars.
Drives a mom in the vintage cars. Tucks in the suits on his claim to fame. Talking about
Archie Bald the second, the Duke of nothing. Archie Bald the second,
the Duke of nothing.
He's always talking about his family tree,
tracing them all down in history. But if he let you in on one little fact,
he's really from the other side of the track.
I'm talking about
Archibald the second, the Duke of nothing.
You can say that again.
Yeah.
Archibald the second,
the Duke of nothing.
Oh, Mr. Archibald, I gotta say one thing for you. Sure got a lot of laws to go around talking trash like you always do.
He chases after every girl he sees,
coming on stronger than the winter breeze. He has the nerve to say something such as,
would I like to be his good royal princess?
I'm talking about
Archibald the second, the Duke of nothing.
Ha, 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 ha.
Cookout, we two, you two, no more. Way out somewhere in the country, yeah, where we've never been before. Oh, let's throw it on a weekend. We two, you two, no more. And lounge away the holiday like we've never done before. Oh, we'll bring around some jazzy sound. And we'll fly the cozy fire. You two will squeeze and we'll toast the buns. On a weekend, we two, you two, no more. Way out somewhere in the country, yeah. Just a cozy clan of four. Just a cozy clan of four.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was indeed about 30 minutes. And yet we still have more silliness to come. You knew we would. You just knew it. But it won't be a full half hour from here on. No, 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 it won't, because the radio obituaries are going to spill a little bit into the first half of the program tonight. I don't think anybody's going to complain once it happens. If you do, oh well. Free will, baby. That said, I still thank you all very much for tuning into Bubbles in the Think Tank every single week, or as many weeks as you do. I like having you here. So let's get back to the silliness right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Just wanna celebrate in a real special way. So fix your hair up just right, put your best dress on. I got a 2-for-1 coupon. Being with you is like being in paradise, especially when I don't pay full price. I got a 2-for-1 coupon. That's you and me. Buy one, get one free. I got a 2-for-1 coupon, and I just gotta say, it expires today. The way you're looking at me is giving me chills. Man, I hope this place has free refills. And the flowers that I got you, that you hold so dear, make me glad I passed the cemetery on the way here. And I don't want to ruin this magical moment that we're sharing, but on the way home, can we stop at the store and return the suit that I'm wearing? And after that, we'll walk under the moonlight and hold hands while we search for returnable cans. I got a 2-for-1 coupon. That's you and me. Buy one, get one free. I got a 2-for-1 coupon, and I just gotta say, it expires today. Baby, baby, you're heaven sent. Let me move in with you, 'cause right now I live in a tent. And if things don't work out, I won't lament. I'll just crash out on your couch, and we can split the I got a 2-for-1 coupon. That's you and me. Buy one, get one free. Let's celebrate this love between us until we have to catch our bus. Whoa, ho, 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 ho. Could you get the tip? I got a 2-for-1. I got a 2-for-1. I got a 2-for-1 coupon, baby.
Take a bit of sophistication, add a dash of suppressed anger, and mix it all with just the right amount of funk. Smell good? You bet. It's the FM Underground audience.
In high school, we used to make fun of Albert for listening to FM radio because we thought it was a sissy thing to do.
Childhood friend, Rob Reiner.
No. Don't come back to me. That's all I have to say about it.
The cuts that seem to get played most on FM Underground or the progressive FM stations are the longer ones, the free-form kind of cuts where musicians get together and jam. I'm not a musician, but why should I be left out of this? Why should I my nose be pressed against the glass? So one day I was getting some air put in my bicycle tires, and I realized I can get play on these stations. I just have to find somebody heavy to jam with.
Blues King, Albert King.
Yes, Albert called me one night and asked me would I jam with him. And I said, hey, man, it'd be my pleasure. I was tickled blue, man. I didn't know what to think.
Away down in Memphis, there's a gal named Flo. She's a secondhand mama, but she stole the show. Her face gets redder when she blows in the jug. She's got a sway back like a worn-out plug. She's our music-making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. You can see her in the evening in the Beale Street Inn, a moaning and a picking on her mandolin. You want to run for cover when she opens her mouth. Everybody's calling her the goon of the South. She's our ever-loving mama from Memphis, Tennessee. When she plays on the bass, just a shaking and a bouncing all over the place. She picks that thing with a solid beat. She's not so good looking, but she can't be beat. She's a bass slapping mama from Memphis, Tennessee. When she plays the guitar, people stop to hear the gal that does the picking with the cauliflower ear. When it comes to beauty, she may not be much, but we love her music and her delicate touch. She's our music-making mama from Memphis, Tennessee. Shaking her dried up gourd. Her head looks like a semblin' and her eyes a squint. When she wants a new dress, we just buy her a tent. She's a secondhand music-making mama from Tennessee. Memphis, that is.
Thank you, Sam. We're very fortunate in having a famous celebrity here in the booth with us today. Well, it's not exactly a booth. It's a little larger than that, our studio. He's the star of motion pictures, the record industry, and television. And let's welcome Tabby O'Shea. Tabby, it's certainly nice to have you with us here today at the Bob and Ray Show.
Thank you very much, Bob. I might mention that I'm here in New York for the premiere of my new 4-Star Productions picture, King Ramses II.
Yeah, well, I was just going to ask you how you happen to be here in New York, Tabby.
I'm making personal appearances over at the Globe Theater in connection with the opening of the movie,
mm-hmm.
and I'm hoping that all of you folks in the New York area will drop over to see us.
Yeah, well, I'd heard that you were making personal appearances in connection with the opening of the picture. Tabby, I wanted to ask you a few questions.
It's really the greatest picture I think I've had the privilege of working in, widescreen, Technicolor. Mm. The scene where 20,000 slaves work on the pyramid is, I think, well worth the price of admission in itself.
Yeah, I want to ask you a little bit about the filming of that scene.
They also have six big acts of vaudeville at the Globe, so I'm sure you won't regret it if you drop over there and see it.
Good show. Tavi, I know the folks
would like to... The picture also opens, incidentally, you see, tomorrow, I think, at the Apollo Theater in Bismarck, North Dakota. And
wonderful.
The price there is 50 cents before 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Until I'm hoping that all of you fine people in North Dakota will get together and kind of smash every box office record at the Apollo.
Sure, they will. Tavi, I understand that you'll be working with Frida Grosvenor in your next picture. Could you tell us
Before we go into that, Bob, I'd like to mention that I have a new record out, which is also being very well received by the public. It's on the Weed label.
Weed label, huh?
The A-side is Nicaraguan Lover.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side is getting almost as many plays. It's called Scamper Home.
Well, I'll have our record expert look it over, see if we have a copy of it. I had a question here on my sheet about your new record.
The price of the record, incidentally, Bob, is 89 cents in most places, and if your record shop happens to be temporarily out of it, you be sure to ask the dealer to order a new shipment from his wholesale.
I know you've made...
He can get them for you, I'm sure.
Tavi, I know you've made some records with full orchestration and some with only guitar accompaniment. I was wondering if you could tell us just
what
you...
You might also be interested to know, Bob, that my new TV show is going over and changing to a new time and another network, if I might mention it.
Well,
you consult your local newspaper friends, The Time and Channel.
Now that you've brought the subject up, it's very interesting to find out how a man who's worked in both movies and television feels.
The show will continue to be sponsored by Glimo, the miracle whitening laundry bleach, and they've given me a wonderful contract. If you don't mind, I try to get a little plug in for them whenever I'm on the air.
Oh, that's okay, Tav.
Sure.
Well, we still have time here, and we don't have too much of it left. I wanted to
incidentally,
ask you about...
I'd like to mention, Bob, that my life story is running serially now in Squip magazine. It's 15 cents at all drugstores and newsstands. This month's cover has a picture of Mickey Rooney on it, and I'm sure you won't want to miss a thrilling episode.
Well, we'll try to remember to pick up a copy. Speaking of the story of your life, I wonder if there's any truth to the report.
Sorry to cut in here, Bob, but I've really got to be getting back over to the Globe Theater now for my next personal appearance. It's been a real thrill for me to appear here on your show, and I'm hoping to be back again.
Well, we'll certainly hope that can take place. Tavi O'Shea, and now back to Thebe.
Got a minute, kid? I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 9. It's not 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7. No. It's 8. Did that surprise you much? Bet you thought that I had something up my sleeve. Sometimes life is unexpected. Sometimes not so much. So what?
Keep on growing, and we'll have lots of fun. 7, 8, 8, 8. you're my datey. 80, 90, ain't this fine, Z? 90, 10, Z, start again, Z. 1, Z, 2, Z, I love you, Z.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That wraps up the first portion of this evening's silliness. And now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. I'm just going to say there's 119 in the backlog. So let's get right to it, shall we? Yes, we shall. I'll do it the way I always do, by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Jim Post, the American folk singer and songwriter. He was also a composer and a playwright and an actor. You probably know him best from his 1968 pop song, Reach Out of the Darkness. It charted on the Billboard Hot 100 for 14 weeks, peaking at number 10. Jim performed and recorded in the 1960s as part of the duo Friend and Lover with his wife at that time, Kathy Conn Post. He also worked as a solo singer-songwriter in Chicago and around the Midwest in the 1970s and 80s. He was a regular performer at the Earl of Old Town and other Chicago folk music bars. In 1971, he produced and played on an album of Chicago folk musicians, Gathering at the Earl of Old Town, that included the first recording of Goodman's City of New Orleans. The only time I ever saw him was back in, I think it was the 1990s, but he did it into the 2000s when he was performing the character of Mark Twain in a one-man show. Really, I did. Jim Post just passed away at 82. It's the initial radio obituary with his reminder for you to feed the pig. Without the .org. Right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Purple pig, what will you buy? Peaches and plums and pudding and pie. Put them in the pockets of my purple pig pants. Have a piggy party, do the piggy dance. Have a piggy party, do the piggy dance. Purple pig, do the piggy dance. Do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do. Purple pig, what will you buy? Peaches and plums and pudding and pie. Eat a peach, eat a plum, do the piggy prance. Have a piggy picnic at the piggy dance. Have a piggy picnic at the piggy dance. Purple pig, do the piggy dance. Do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do. Purple pig, what will you buy? Peaches and plums and pudding and pie. Eat a pot of pudding before you say goodbye. Then promenade home, have some piggy pie. Then promenade home, have some piggy pie. Purple pig, do the piggy dance. Do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do. Do-do-do.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the post-initial radio obituary is for Ray Edenton, the American guitar player and country music session musician. His first instrument was a banjo ukulele, and he was performing with his two brothers and cousins at square dances by the age of six. During World War II, he joined guitarist Joe Mafus as the bassist in a group called the Corncrackers, appearing on the Old Dominion Barn Dance radio show in Richmond, Virginia. He was considered one of Nashville's most prolific studio musicians, playing on more than 12,000 recording sessions as a member of the Nashville A-Team. His first recording session was on Red Kirk's recording of Lovesick Blues for Mercury back in 1949. But his first appearance on a major hit came on Webb Pierce's 1953 single, There Stands the Glass. He played with artists as diverse as Julie Andrews, the Beach Boys, the jazz vibraphonist Gary Burton, Sammy Davis Jr., and Henry Mancini, among many others. We want to thank our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., just because we can. You know how fired up he gets about some of these things. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Ray Edenton with a couple of those songs, a Bubbles in the Think Tank classic, and of course, Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites. All in that post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do. Judge, I've never believed in divorces, unless they just have to be. But after you've heard my story, then I know you'll set this man free. It began right after the wedding. She cheated and she lied from the start. And I could see from the way they were headed, this woman would soon break his heart. Set him free, set him free. For I love him, you see. The three of us were always the best of friends. that when I leave this courtroom, Judge, I know our friendship ends. If you could have heard the awful things that I've heard her say, why, she'd call him names and slap his face, and he'd just turn away. And the nights we went out for fun, it was all so plain to see then. She'd dance all night with someone else and leave him there with me. Set him free, set him free, for I love him, you see. Now I ask you, Judge, to understand, think it over slow. You see, I fell in love with him, and I don't care who knows. I respect him as a husband, and I treat him like a man. I know I can help him find more happiness than this woman ever can. Well, Judge, you've heard my story. It's true as true can be. I've even told you that I love him. So, Judge, won't you please set him free? Set him free.